Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Well, hello. It is Tech Tip Tuesday.
On the Tech Table. Yes. So, this is interesting. You have to visualize today, folks, because
Yes. We
are going to talk about how we're going to talk you through basically learning how to print on 3x3 sticky notes using a regular computer and a regular printer.
Yes. And of course, the most popular brand would be Post-it Notes, but there are many, many different companies that make these sticky notes.
Why would you want to print on 3x3 sticky notes, Diana?
Let's say you need sticky notes with the same information on them for a lot of them.
Like for mailing or something, like a marketing purpose?
Yeah, labeling different things, organization,
sure.
Things like that.
Very interesting. I've never thought about doing this.
Yeah, because sticky notes you typically will write on.
Well, and I would assume that they would plug up the printer and
and that's why you want to be careful about...
Right.
Yeah. So, I would say you probably want to get a more decent kind. You don't necessarily have to get posted,
right.
But you just make sure
sticky
it's a little
notes,
bit,
you
don't want really flimsy, real cheap,
sure,
non-sticky. You want them to stick.
I think this is, so this is interesting. I'm not good at giving directions, and you're going to have to visualize with us.
Yeah, so close your eyes if you're not driving.
Exactly. Because
if you're driving, maybe pull over.
But I always hand the phone to Diana when people ask for directions for anything. So take it away, Diana.
Okay, so you'll want to open up either Google Presentation, that's if you have Google Apps, or PowerPoint, so that's if you have Microsoft Office Suite. And in the page setup area, you're going to change the size of the slides, because in those programs you have slides.
Mm-hmm.
So change the size of the actual slides to 7.5 by 7.5.
All okay, right,
so
that's
you're easy enough. Right, you're making a square, essentially. And then add anything that you want on the slide itself, whether it be just content, pictures, design. You can do, cool check marks and boxes and anything that you want that is designable in those programs. So put that on the slide and then duplicate the slide so that you have four identical slides.
Right. So basically you're going to look like this is like four little tiles on the page.
Yes. Yeah. When you see like the page view, you will see four identical tiles. They're square.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So now, when you go to print, you want to first print it as a handout with four slides per page on regular paper. That way, you actually get the outline of the box. So don't put the sticky notes on yet.
Right. So get the outline.
Get the outline.
That gives you
print
the outline.
It out.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you load the page with the four blank sticky notes.
Yeah, put them right into the box, kind of center them and get them on there. Make sure there's no corners, pulling up or anything wrinkled, because that might catch in your printer. So you want to just make sure that that's gonna work for you. And then put the loaded page back into the printer and print again.
Right, and so this time you'll be printing, instead of on the page, you'll be printing on the sticky note.
Exactly.
And it'll be right on it because you had an outline or a template.
Mm-hmm. And you can do this as many times as you want.
Well, that's pretty handy.
Isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. I think that's a great idea. I'm going to have to try that now.
Yeah.
Great tech tip, Diana.
Thanks.
You for sharing that. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.